Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
What was it like to see him get this one?
It was good. It was good. I mean, he does everything the right way, and, you know, it's good to see him have success. I know he's been chomping at the bit to get one, you know, so it's good. It's great that he was able to do that, and certainly he helped us yesterday.
You know, it was Daquan's first interception since 1991.
I did not know it was his first interception since 1991. I don't know how – 91.
Not when he was born.
Great point.
On his birthday, a few days ago.
Great point.
It's very difficult, Bobby, to be consistent in this league, especially for several years. From your perspective, from the day you got here, throughout all your work with Sean, how has he contributed to this organization being able to achieve that level of consistency over this?
Yeah, I think it's just holding everybody throughout the building to the standard that we want. I think that's the biggest thing, and it's day in and day out, you know. So that's the deal there. And, you know, certainly every year is different. But if you can, to your point, if you can hold that consistency throughout, you know, you'll more than likely find yourself closer to the results that you want.
How was
wrong?
It was 22.
They were right.
It was
22. Yeah. There it was. So it was 22. You were getting mad. You were getting mad at people.
I took that. You were accountability.
You did.
It's impressive.
Did anything, I guess, I know we've talked a lot about the run defense, but yesterday, like, did anything stand out to you about what was it?
Yeah, I think a couple things. When you look at the run game at all, it's easy just to look at the numbers, but look at the reason why. So the running backs, they're actual running backs running the football. We did a better job holding them. They were 3.5 yards per carry. The backs, obviously they hit the reverse on us in the fringe, you know, that we can be better on. They tried it again later. And then obviously the quarterback scramble. We got to be able to handle that. I think he ended up with 50 yards or so in quarterback scramble. And we knew he was going to get out. You know, in between there was some really good rushes. We hit him a lot. And we're able to put them on the ground, but we've got to handle those scrambles with our fundamentals. And then there was a couple jet sweeps in there, you know. But, you know, if you look at it, we got to be better on the perimeter with the wide receiver runs. We got to be able to handle the quarterback in the pass game with his legs. And then, you know, we did a better job with the running backs, you know, running the football. So, You know, every week is different in this league, and we just got to continue to find ways to win and improve where we know we need to improve.
You feel like the,
just following up on that, I don't know how much you've looked at the Eagles yet, but gearing up for them, what else stands out about getting the run defense ready?
They got the ability to run the ball. I mean, I can go through the whole, they can throw it, they can run it, they can do it all. You know, so you guys know they have some pretty dang good players over there, and, you know, we got to get ready to prepare ourselves to play a good game, you know, to make sure we're trying every week to play our best game, you know, and that's what we're going to do.
Did it feel like the tackling improved as the game went on yesterday?
I think that's safe to say. I mean, there was still some tackling in there that we need to be better at. It was something we talked about. Judkins, I think, you know, he had some crazy stat, and I don't know it exactly, but it had to do with yards before contact and yards after contact, and it was incredible what he's been able to do, and we made an emphasis of that all week, you know, and yeah, so I mean, there's, you know, when your opportunity comes to tackle the ball carrier, it needs to be on the ground. That's the standard end of story, and you know, if you don't make it, it's not good enough. If he ends up on the ground, it's good enough.
I think in the fourth quarter it was Cole and then Taron on consecutive plays in open field.
Yes.
That seemed like a kind of a turning point, though, for the tackling, where it was to that standard.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I think you're talking about the reverse.
Yes.
And then I think Taron on a shallow.
Yeah.
Yeah. He came up, yeah, made the tackle. Yeah, I mean, those are two really good tackles. Two really good tackles.
How did you think T.J. Sanders did? It seemed like he was back inside more.
Yeah. So we took a look at him more inside, and he did some. There's some things in there that he still needs to improve, but I mean, he took some positive steps forward. He really did, you know, especially at the point of attack in the run game. He did some good things.
Bobby, three out of the last four games, the defense has reported multiple takeaways. What's been the difference in the second half of the season? You guys are like top three in takeaways.
Yeah. It's just the emphasis, you know. We're constantly talking about it, constantly being about it. We showed, you know, for instance, it was great because you guys all saw the Seattle 2-point play the other night. You know, we showed it as a, hey, this is why we do what we do. And, you know, you see TB pick up the one that Matt made the tackle on and take it to the end zone, and you never know. So our guys are constantly thinking about it. And there's a couple other ones in there where you can kind of see that constant mindset of the ball.
Where is Terrell Bernard at from a mental perspective? Because I can understand how frustrating it is to deal with multiple injuries throughout the season, and he has a standard that it feels like at times this year he hasn't met. And,
right.
You know, he's obviously playing hurt. What's that been like for him?
Yeah, it's not easy. It's not easy. It's frustrating. You know, it's frustrating when you know, for any player, when you know the level of performance you can play at, and you know you're fighting through injury. That's tough, and you know, the one thing he is, though, is he's mentally tough, and you know, he'll do, like I said, he'll roll out there without any extremities if he could, literally roll out there. You know, so I mean, it's a challenge, but he is a mentally tough person who, you know, who can fight through it, mentally and physically tough.
I remember the, I think it was his first year starting, it was the playoff game, and he was very emotional. And
Casey, right?
Yeah, and you see it. Like, you see it in the locker room after the game. You see it during the week, trying to grit his way through. And there's been, you know, a lot of discourse publicly about maybe a fall off there.
Yep.
You know, so, I mean, you don't want to use it as an excuse, but it feels like that's kind of a big piece to what's happened this
year. Yeah, I mean, we, you know, we'll never use anything like that as an excuse. We never have, never will. And if he's out there, the standard doesn't change. So he knows that. We know that. And with every player, that's how it's going to be.
I know it's a practice squad move, and Matthew Judon's joining you guys later in the season. It's not easy to onboard somebody like that, but just resume, what he's accomplished, you interested to what excites you?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, he got here late last week. You know, we'll kind of take a look at him this week and see where he's at and get him acclimated to kind of the way we do things and rock and roll from there.
How do you unlock that kind of performance from Greg Rousseau every week?
You know, it's needed, you know, and, you know, you just – sometimes those things are the lighter fluid on a bonfire per se, you know, and you know, we need to continue to see Greg make that impact in games and talk to him today and said, hey, you know, there's no reason you can't do that every week.
Max played just 27% of snaps. I know some of that was just longer drives while Trey was in there, but what do you make of that cornerback rotation at this point in the season? Just is that kind of
It's just what's best in the certain situations that we're in. We have Tre'Davious is playing well. Obviously, CB is doing some really good things, and Max is doing some good things. So it's, you know, getting them their run and continuing to bring Max along.
You mentioned Trey playing well. In the last few weeks, he's had some nice plays. Matt Milano has put together a few nice games. Poyer has a pick. So does Daquan Jones. The veterans have been playing really well down the stretch. What have you noticed about their game-changing play?
Just hopefully we can stay in a rhythm and stay available and, you know, continue to build that cohesion. You know, the longer guys play together, you know, the more cohesive you're going to be and the more fluid you're going to be as a unit.
It's a little odd, you know, you guys are trying some things on both sides of the ball to have a veteran like Larry Ogunjobi inactive.
Yep.
Do you feel like when he does get it back on the field, this is a guy that could help you down the stretch and into the playoffs?
Yeah, absolutely.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.